Here are some wise words for the holiday season. Drink in moderation. No need, though, to report in moderation about drinking. So here are two stories about alcohol. The first one is about Manischewitz. That's a brand of sweet kosher wine that you'll often find in Jewish homes during Passover and other holidays. And in some other, perhaps unexpected places, too. Reporter Nadej Green at WLRN in Miami tells us more.
About a year ago, I was scrolling through Instagram and saw that someone had put up a picture of a billboard in Haiti advertising Manischewitz wine. Glenna Milberg, a TV journalist in Miami, had posted it while reporting in Haiti.
And right in front of me is this Manischewitz poster. I said, "Stop, Salah, I gotta get out." And I think the caption I put under it was something like, "A kosher Creole connection, who knew?" Which is kind of a Jewish way to say things anyway, who knew?
Milberg grew up with Manischewitz wine, a kosher staple. In Jewish circles, there's nostalgia for it, but it's not exactly considered a fine wine. Among some people in the Caribbean, though, it's beloved. That surprised Milberg, who definitely does not like it.
Horrible. It's sweet, it's syrupy, it's gaggy. And so no one ever wanted to drink the Manischewitz because it tasted like cough syrup. Please, no disrespect to Manischewitz.
I also grew up with Manischewitz wine, and I'm not Jewish. It's just that my Haitian mom really liked it. So when Milberg asked, who knew? I did, and so did Hazel Bethel. She says for her,
Manischewitz is put in most everything.
Bethel is originally from Trinidad, but has lived in the Miami area for years. She drizzles Manischewitz over ice cream.
Get some cherry ice cream and some Manischewitz. It's the bomb.
She might spike her morning drink with it.
Mix your coffee.
She adds it to her traditional holiday fruitcake called black cake.
I have some black cake soaking right now with some Manischewitz.
And if she's just in the mood for a glass of wine.
Manischewitz, of course. Manischewitz.
When Bethel moved to the U.S. from Trinidad, she first settled in New York, where other Trinidadian expats introduced her to Manischewitz wine. Many of her friends worked as housekeepers or caretakers in Jewish homes.
You see it there. So the next thing you know, you go and buy it, and it's cheap.
It probably became popular in the Caribbean by way of the diaspora in the United States. Last year, the Wall Street Journal ran a story about its popularity in Asian American communities. And in the 1950s and 60s, it was also a popular wine in the African American community.
Sammy Davis Jr., who converted to Judaism at some point, endorsed Manischewitz.
Jay Buxbaum is director of wine education at Royal Wine Corporation, one of the top kosher wine importers. The company is not affiliated with Manischewitz. He says when Jews first arrived to New York, they needed wine for most religious ceremonies and holidays.
The only grapes that were available were something called the Concord. Those grapes, unlike European grapes, are actually quite sour. They're not sweet. So in order to make them palatable, they would make this very sour grape into wine, and then they would add sugar.
This is fresh, so...
Hazel Bethel is pouring a glass of sorrel over ice. Sorrel is a traditional Christmas drink in the Caribbean, made from hibiscus blooms, ginger, a few other ingredients, and usually rum.
Some people put white rum. I choose Manischewitz because Manischewitz gives it just the right flavor.
Her daughter, Carla Hill, jokes about the time her mom had a girls' night in.
And child, they were pulling out the Manischewitz and glasses, and I was like, oh my gosh, they're about to get lit up in here on some Manischewitz.
My kids feel that I should be drinking something more high class, but this is just good enough class for me.
For The World, Nadej Green, Miami.